Atlanta Tennis Podcast. Every episode is titled, It Starts With Tennis, and goes from there. We talk with coaches, club managers, industry business professionals, technology experts, and anyone else we find interesting. We want to have a conversation as long as it starts with tennis.
Hey, hey, this is Sean with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast, powered by Go Tennis. While you're here, please hit that follow button. And after you listen, please share with your friends and teammates. Also, let us know if you have questions or topics you would like us to discuss, and we will add them to our schedule. With that said, let's get started with 10 Minutes of Tennis.
As always, I am Sean Boyce with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast and Go Tennis. Good morning. This is 10 Minutes of Tennis with Justin Yeo, world-renowned tennis coach, Australian in Puerto Rico. And today's topic is called Environment is Everything. I got to say everything like that when it's in all capital letters. You got to go, environment is everything. And that way.
Everything.
Exactly. So, Justin, what do you mean environment is everything? Is that literal? It's the trees. It's the wind. It's the soil. It's the court.
Hey.
Is it really everything?
It really is everything. That's. I like that little one. You brought in the elements of what is your surroundings is everything. But it really is. You can go all the way to staying off your cell phone before you get on the court, you know. Your environment is everything, and your environment will shape and can definitely affect the match. So the reason why it's such an important statement and everything's in capital letters is that sometimes you're not aware of certain things around you in your environment that is affecting you, that you can change your mental state, you can change the way you play, you can change the way you finish this match crappy and then win the next match because you recognize things that were in your environment that affected the last match. You know, environments like I say to kids all the time, let's make sure the discussion is focused and positive and comfortable on the way to the match, because otherwise, if it's a parent and a kid and they're all at each other, you might as well not turn up to the tournament, you know, because it makes it really tough, or they're just a really tough kid and they still pulled out the match. But it is very important for parents, children, adults, everyone to understand that your environment, what you're around all the time before, afterwards, during, is everything to your match. If we put it, Novak Djokovic, he talks a lot about his mental state and that he realized a couple of things and switches his mind and switches the way he's thinking and boom, his result changes. So when we're talking tennis, your environment is a lot. Let's just talk about US Open. Fancy trying to play a United States America player in the US Open in Arthur Ashe. Good luck, because your environment is you're going to get claps on double faults or in between serves. It depends on what time of the day you played, whether the Heineken team's going to be quiet or not. I mean, come on, man. So, yes, your environment is everything.
That makes me think of years ago when I was watching baseball and I would listen to the Atlanta Braves going into New York and going in, whether it was the Mets, the Yankees, didn't matter, walk in and all you'd hear is Larry. I mean, just giving the players all kinds of hell. And it's just New York. And, I mean, Australia is one thing because you got the Aussies and they're a unique breed and the French expect you to act a certain way and Wimbledon's got its own thing. In New York, you just got that. If you don't have the Medvedev kind of thick skin, like you're going to give it back to the New Yorkers, that's an environment that the professionals worry about and they've got to deal with. We're more of, okay, my kids are on the playground and my husband's over there on the grill working on things, or my wife's there walking, waving with the baby walking by, in my case, with my one-year-old, and trying to play a tennis match and trying to stay focused. Some of it is blocking it out, but how much of that do we want to bring in and take that deep breath and say, okay, I'm going to take the wind. I'm going to take the humidity. I'm going to take the sun and use it to my advantage. how much can we pull in and actually use, like I said, to our advantage?
Yep, 100%. And you're, again, so the whole theme of today was your environment is everything. It really is everything. Everything you bring, everything you during, everything afterwards. Afterwards, to me, is absolutely critical. The amount of players go, "Ah, I play like crap," or "Ah, it wasn't my day," or "Ah, that's what." Well, no. What didn't you play well? What affected you? Did the wind affect you? Did the sun affect you? Was the court affecting you? You know, I played some courts, many courts, where I'm like, the fall of the court is definitely for whatever reason, whether it's irrigation or whatever, but the fall of the court is different. So you're playing uphill on one end and playing downhill on the other end. I mean, there's so many things that the reason why everything is in capital letters is because it is everything. And it's very important to understand it, because when you do, you grow as a player, you better as a player, and you actually can sometimes turn things into your advantage by learning more about your environment.
Yeah, and I think that bringing that into the advantage is one of the things I've tried to do with my own life, just beyond tennis, is being able to say, oh, you know what? This could be a difficult thing, or I could take this in a negative way, but I'm just going to embrace what's happening. Yep. Whether it's a windy day, I think of, I don't know how many years ago, I'm watching Andy Murray play in the wind, and Roger didn't like the wind, and actually neither did Rafa, which I found interesting. But Andy was the kind of guy, just kind of, you know what? This is going to be a weird match. I've got this. And everybody else was frustrated, and he just leaned into it. And I think, in especially the amateur level, the juniors, to be able to walk in and not find an excuse to lose because of everything's going on, find those things to your advantage. Is that kind of the advice that you would say when environment is everything? Maybe I did a bad conversation with my mom in the car on the way to the match. Or maybe my last match, I came off the court in a bad mood, or got into it with my father about double faults, something. How can I, as the amateur player, as every player, be able to go out and forget what happened before and forget what happened after, what's going to happen after, and just take my environment, focus on it, and use it to my advantage? How can I do that?
You need to work on your own mindsets. You ask Djokovic, he'd say, well, I put my headphones on and I focus on some exercise and I visualize what I'm going to do, or I visualize what my coaches have told me from the data that we've already received against the opponent up the other end, and my game A and my game B, and maybe there's a game C that will happen when I come out. But my game A and game B, I'm visualizing how I should start the first set, how I should start the first three games, what's so critical about winning the first 2 points, because we've seen that in data, like my percentage of odds, if I win the first 2 points. So he will create all the visualizations before he goes on the court. He'll also, to his advantage over everybody else's advantage, is he knows what the stadium feels like. He knows what it sounds. He knows what the feeling's like. He knows what a final is compared to a semifinal or a quarterfinal. I mean, these are all the advantages that Djokovic has over all the players. He also knows they're all coming after him. And so he's got to keep learning how to keep, taking care of business. So environment, I mean, you're saying about mindset is everything again. And your environment is, the more you're in it, the more you learn about it, the easier it is to handle it. And that's probably the easiest way to finish about environment is everything, is that put yourself amongst it. I'll give you a quick example. I won't say her name. She was only about 11, 12 year old when I met her, a little Chinese girl in Melbourne, Australia. And her dad was an international chess player. And he was like, Justin, you need to put her amongst every condition. And so in freezing cold, we put her out there in shorts and t-shirt to play tennis, right? In the freezing cold. If it was raining, we'd get her on the net doing volleys with wet, heavy balls. When we did all different conditions, put the lights on, right? And so they're in her eyes, he gave her all conditions, but she went from, just an average tennis player at 9, 10 years of age when I got her, to the number one in the country at 12, because nothing affected her. She was like ice. So anyway, that's a great example for juniors.
Get yourself prepared. The more experience, the better. Face your fears, all that, all the players with the headsets on and being able to go in and just say, I'm ready. I'm focused. I got my game plan. I'm here. I'm in the moment. And whatever comes, be it wind, rain, storms, New Yorkers, Aussies yelling at me, I'm focused. I'm ready to play. Justin Yeo, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And if you really want to learn some match play, come to Puerto Rico because they're the loudest I've ever seen in the world.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Loudest in the world. They got the little ice cream guy. They've got the reggaeton in the background. They're screaming at every single thing, and it's like, wow.
All right, that'll be our testing ground. I like it. Justin, thank you so much. See you next week.
See you, man.
Well, there you have it. We want to thank Rejuvenate.com for use of the studio. And be sure to hit that follow button. For more tennis-related content, you can go to AtlantaTennisPodcast.com. And while you're there, check out our calendar of tennis events, the best deals on Technifiber products, tennis apparel, and more. If you're a coach, director of any racket sports, or just someone who wants to utilize our online shop, contact us about setting up your own shop collection to offer your branded merchandise to the Atlanta tennis world. And with that, we're out. See you next time.